What has helped Joy the most to succeed in school and outside of school?
Well, Joy is a very hardworking person with amazing determination and perseverance. When she was in kindergarten, first grade, when she was about 5 and 6 years old, she spent about 2 hours per night to learn how to read and write in Braille. She didn't treat learning as hard work, but enjoyed the challenge and took pride in her accomplishments. Because she loves to read so much, she was reading at 141 words per minute at age 10 and was a Virginia State reader for 3 consecutive years. In terms of being successful in school, I think it's important for parents to be realistic and do not put too much pressure on their child. Again, each child is born with different intelligence and attitude toward learning. Some see learning as hard and therefore are resistant to learning, and others see learning as fun and challenging and love to learn. Ideally, the student will set high expectations for themselves and not be satisfied with mediocre performance just because they are blind. Notice I said the student to set high expectations, not the parents, because I truly believe the motivation to succeed should come from the child and not the parents. There are a couple of things that I think have contributed to Joy's success in school. First, as I said earlier, Joy is very enthusiastic about learning. She loves school. She also has good time management skills. She's able to multitask. She has good study skills and has an excellent memory that helps her to get good grades. She also grasps new concepts very quickly. Personality-wise, Joy is a very pleasant and easygoing person. I think these qualities help her make new friends easily. Also, having a sense of humor helps tremendously when transitioning into a new school or dealing with people who have no idea on how to interact with a blind person. And there's one thing I think is worth mentioning, that is Joy's adventurous spirit. She loves to try new things. She has this fearless spirit in her. Just a few weeks after she learned how to swim, she jumped into the 8 feet deep lane with her brothers. And she also tried a zip wire during a high adventure camping trip with her Girl Scout troop. She was not afraid to try rock climbing, canoeing, roller skating, ice skating, archery, horseback riding, and many other new experiences. She loves theater and is involved in her school's spring musical, Cinderella. All of these have nothing to do with being a blind person or a sighted person. It's just who Joy is. And there are plenty of people with perfect sight who are afraid to try new things and who lack the zeal for life.